Pam, what about a deep, narrow valley in a field that was cut by a stream?
Gully, right.
Okay. And what about, say if there had been a real heavy rain and the rain had cut little things in the ground and carried...
We call them little gully or little...
And what would you call a very small rise in land?
A little knoll.
Okay. What about something a little bigger than
hill?
Okay. And to open the door, you take hold of the door.
Doorknob.
Okay. Do you use that word knob talking about land?
Well, yeah, a little knoll would be called a knob too. Sometimes called a little knob. Something between a knoll and a hill might be called a knob.
What does a knoll look like?
It'd be a small rise in land, I reckon.
Okay, there's nothing peculiar about the shape?
No, I reckon not.
Okay. And something much bigger than a hill would be a...
mountain, I reckon.
Okay. What about the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real soon?
Yeah.
Okay. And, is the other mountains where the road goes across in a low place? But it's not a valley. It's still up in the mountains, but sort of a low place in the mountains, between the mountains.
I don't know. Swagging.
Have you ever heard of Cumberland?
Yeah. Cumberland Gap, something like that. Yeah. Gap would be a low place in between the mountains, I guess.
Okay, I don't guess you really need words to talk about that, though, here.
Well, not around here. Now, there's a place back east here called Gapner Ridge. Always talk about it. It's all a low place. I know they say the water that falls, it's going east of the gap. Water falls this way, goes north to the Ohio River. The water goes this way, goes south to the Cumberland. They had to break where the makes a watershed. They call it a watershed. The water goes to two different. If it goes this way, it goes to the Cumberland River. It goes back to the Ohio River.
What do they call that place?
A watershed.
Where is it?
Well, this is between Lafayette and Red Bone Springs. Actually, there's one right here in Portland. You can take the water right around here. Works its way north to the Ohio River. And you go out like you're going back to Springfield, about 3-4 miles out here, the water that falls goes to Springfield, goes to Comanville. So right in here there's a water here.
Yeah. Say if you'd made a sort of V-shaped cut in wood. You said that you'd cut a little...
notch.
Okay. And what do you call a place where boats stop and freight's unloaded?
Boat dock.
Okay. And suppose you had a stream that was flowing along, it suddenly dropped off real sharp and went on over, you'd call that a...
waterfall.
Okay.
A rapid, a drop would be a waterfall.
Okay. And now talking about roads, what do you call that? A road that's made out of that white, hard paved thing like...
That's called limestone.
I mean that
concrete.
Concrete
road. Concrete pavement.
Okay. What other names do you have? By what materials?
Well, there's a darker road, asphalt.
Okay.
It's asphalt painted.
Do you ever call that anything else?
Macadamized, you used to call that another name, but some kind of asphalt again.
Do you refer to that as a blacktop road?
Well, that blacktop, that's what they call, a lot of folks call an asphalt road. Distinguished it from a concrete road, I call a paved road. Back when they first started paving roads, they referred to blacktop rather than what's called a gravel road or a rock road, where there's no paving on it. They call them blacktops.